What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
This is Chi.
This is Ray, also known as Mr. F and Sweet.
I'm the suspect stain that's on your hotel pillow.
Gross.
Okay.
Every time I do one of those, it's followed by a very awkward silence.
And I could never not. I've never done one without stuttering. Still.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You always stutter when you do these?
What's up?
You always stutter?
When I do that one thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because I'm like, halfway through, I go like, this is a stupid idea. Don't do
just,
it.
Yeah, it's just too much pressure.
All right, so we got a fun episode ahead of us. We're going to be doing a little drinking game in honor of Chi's upcoming birthday.
Yes.
So what are the rules to this game?
Well, so it's officially my birthday week. When this episode is launched on Tuesday, my birthday is November 16th. And born 1988, if you're curious. It is my last year in my 20s, so we're celebrating me still being 20-something when anyone asks how old I am. And for this drinking game, we have a huge glass of whiskey. We're not taking individual shots. We'll be taking chugs of whiskey when three different things are mentioned. What are those three different things?
Any race at all. Ever.
Yeah.
One. Any mention of Chad or he who should not be named. This doesn't count, obviously. And the last one is anytime somebody pees, they have to take a shot as well.
Yeah, and everyone takes a shot. It's basically what's that thing where everyone is taking a shot? Like,
I don't know.
In King's Cup, they call it something.
Play King's Cup.
You don't?
Never.
It's the part where everyone has to drink at the same time. No one.
I showed the whiskey.
Nice.
Okay. All right.
It's true.
That's how much whiskey is in our glass.
All right. Well, this will be fun.
Yep. So, but to start off, I think we should take a shot.
Yeah. Let's
Happy
cheers.
Birthday, Chi. And
happy birthday, Chi.
Thank you.
To our 3,000th podcast. I'm just going to make some shit up.
Well, 208.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
208?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. We've been doing it a while.
Can I say some interesting facts about my birthday?
Sure.
In the gaming world. So in 1988, some reputable games that came out in 1988. Of course, I didn't play these since I was just a wee little baby. But Mega Man 2 was one of them. And then also Ghouls and Ghosts came out the year I was born.
Ooh, one of my
and
favorite
then,
games.
And we also have games... There's a huge list here. I'm just trying to pick out the good ones.
Ghouls and Ghosts was the sequel, right? To Ghosts and Goblins?
Probably.
Right?
No, really?
RoboCop came out my birth year, and Super Mario Bros. 2 and 3. Not just one Super Mario Bros., but Super Mario Bros. 2 and 3. Both came out the year I was born.
Because 2 wasn't even released in the U.S., right? It was only in Japan.
There is some weird story about that. I can't remember what it is. 2 was supposed to be a different game, and then at the last minute they said, hey, let's make it a Mario game.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a story there that I can't remember.
And then one last shout-out to 1988 titles, Ninja Gaiden.
Ooh, that's a really good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I spent... So much money on that fucking arcade game. But I remember I found a $100 bill, and I spent almost all of it on that game. I was like 12.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
When it's my birthday, I'll do the games in 1978, but there was only checkers and chess. That's all there was.
There's the Star Wars there, Son of Sam. What else was going on? Late 70s. Apocalypse Now. But games, not a lot.
Yeah.
There wasn't even computers. We used to bang rocks together.
But the most proud, most number one game that I'm most proud of that was launched on my birthday, November 16th, Half-Life 2 was launched.
Oh,
and
nice.
Both Left 4 Deads were launched November 17th, Miss Me by a Day. But some of my favorite games of all time came out on my birthday. Coincidence?
I think not.
I'm sorry, I'm totally drinking the whiskey before the show.
Oh, yeah, stop sipping. You're cheating here.
I've been sipping on it the whole time. It's
I've caught
so
myself.
Good.
I almost had two race things already. Like, I caught myself.
No, oh, really?
I should just let them fly.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I'm kind of thirsty.
Like, because you're Mexican and you bang on rocks.
Now you got to drink.
Fuck.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Sorry. I'll drink.
Someone said Mexican, take a drink.
Yeah, we're thirsty.
You just said it right now.
All right.
You said it.
All right.
So let's talk about some upcoming games. Not a whole lot coming out this week, except for Star Wars. New Battlefront game is coming out. I don't think anyone's buying that, right?
I am.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay. I know some people were playing the beta.
I played
the beta. Me know how the single player is, because that's going to really determine whether or not I buy this game.
I could give you my login, and you could just play it.
Yeah. It's not going to be on Origin Access for a while, I'm assuming. So, yeah, and $60 just to play the single player is probably not worth it.
What date is it coming out?
November, I want to say 17th, but let me double check.
Okay, I saw something else coming out the 17th as well.
I think November 17th is such a staple date for new game releases. So.
The Golden Joystick Awards are on the 17th as well.
Oh, fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Awesome. When I'm hungover for my birthday, I'll just stay at home and watch the
Joystick Awards. I think they've narrowed it down to like an hour, wasn't it, Bobby? Or like, it was short. It was like 2 hours.
The Joystick Awards, I've never watched them. Yeah.
Wait, which is the one that we watch? Video Game Awards?
Yeah, the Video Game Awards happens in December.
Okay, I never watched the Golden Joystick.
They had like a 3-year plan for that, and they've completed all those years of doing it the way that they wanted to, and I don't know if they're going to switch it up this coming year or what they're going to do. It'll be interesting to see. But yeah, November 17th is the release date for Battlefront 2.
Yeah, I'm buying that for sure.
I played the beta. It was fun. It was. I don't know. It's just... It was the same thing as the last one. I didn't see any real difference.
I found it to be more fun than the first one, and the graphics are better.
Really?
I don't know. I felt like it was exactly like the first one, but the single player has got me excited, though. Like, I want a good single player Star Wars game.
Doesn't it like bridge the gap from like the Jedi? I mean, Return of the Jedi to like the first movie of the Force.
Does it? Does it take place between the two?
It's in between.
You are playing as the bad guy, though.
You are playing as a bad guy.
In the beta,
I think that's really cool.
Are you playing as the main female protagonist, or
no? The beta is just online multiplayer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's no single. I think they kind of know that this is the selling point. Is that single player?
Mm-hmm.
How good that campaign is going to be?
Well, that's why they stressed out a lot about the whole like it's the gap between Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens. So it's like people get excited, like oh, let's see what happens. Yeah. You know, it's
just that's like such a cool. large period of time. They've had shows that kind of fill in that gap too.
Yeah,
the animated one, the computer animated show, took place in between with Ahsoka Tano. Like the weird thing is, it's like okay, you make up this character that exists between them, and she's like Luke Skywalker's apprentice. But what happens to her by the time we get to Phantom
the Last
Menace?
Jedi,
it's like. She's got to die somewhere along the lines, but it's a kid's show, so they don't want to do that. But yeah, there's a lot of time that could be filled with stories there.
Plus, she's pretty hot. The actress are using
stuff about them. Disney's going to have their own streaming service, right? Mm-hmm. So the article was titled "They haven't even launched it and they've already won," because they already have Marvel shows planned. They have live action Star Wars weekly show. Planned, plus all the Star Wars content ever is going to be on there, streamable. Like, who's not going to get all that shit?
And it's cheaper than Netflix, though.
Yeah, and it's cheaper? Yeah, because they don't have the library.
It's going to be cheaper than Netflix.
First.
Yeah.
So done deal, right? Plus,
yeah, you can't blame them for
plus all
that.
Pixar, plus
all the Disney flicks.
Yeah.
I'm going to be able to sing along to Frozen whenever I want. It's going to be great.
That's the Disney privilege, everyone. The Disney privilege.
Oh, I love Disney. Yeah. I love Disney.
That's what they should call it. They should literally call it the Disney privilege.
The Disney privilege.
Disney is its own race now, guys.
All right. So we got a few other games that I guess we're going to mention here. Air Ascent, Infinite Realm. Hate it.
Yeah, so...
Already hate it. Why? Is that a weeb game? What is this?
What is that?
Getting a lot more traction than it should, because it's from Bluehole, which does...
The PUBG guys?
PUBG guys. Well, you know, it is the developer, actually.
Yeah.
And so they're coming out with this MMO. I watched the trailer. It looks beyond epic. It is Korean. It's a Korean game. I usually don't go for these Japanese... Or Asian? Oh God!
Oh
damn,
my God! Okay, take a giant chug.
Dude, every time I saw the blue hole thing,
Japanese,
we did not
Korean.
Think butthole. Come on, yeah. No one. It's just me.
What?
Why are we all?
We're taking shots, dude.
Oh, we are.
Because apparently, Koreans, Japanese, and all Asians are the same. So we're taking a shot.
Yep. I'll take two.
So is it Korean or is it Japanese?
It's Korean.
I was saying butthole. I don't know.
Man, it really burns when it passes by my herpes sores.
And we're taking whiskey shots without bats, might I add. So this is going to be a rough episode, but lots of fun.
Whoa. Okay,
Tell me more.
Anyway, it seems super epic. Like, there's ground battles and air battles. Like, you can, there's full-on flying in this game, but also, like, your standard MMO WoW craziness.
The graphics
are awesome, but it does have that.
They were literally
oriental. I don't know how to say it.
Inspired. Are you trying to avoid taking a shot right now?
It's inspired by the Orient, for sure.
Guys, there was this one game that came out, and I don't remember the title. I shouldn't even try to reference this, but there was an amazing MMO that was launched a couple years back where you got to be a panda race and all these other different races.
Wow.
And it was just really, before WoW, came out with Pandemonium. But anyways, I would say it's a very definitely produced in Korea type of MMO, but it's gorgeous.
I like how you dodged it there. Produced in Korea, had nothing to do with them people. I don't know. Every once in a while, I download or buy an MMO just to find out again that I don't like MMOs anymore. But
it's gorgeous. There's a lot of emphasis.
We tried it for like a week or 2 weeks, and we just gave up.
Yeah, there's a lot of emphasis in character design, world design. It's beautiful. It is. I would say it's just as pretty as Final Fantasy, the MMO. So if you're playing Final Fantasy right now and want to transition into something else, visually, I don't know anything about gameplay or anything else. It's gorgeous. There's zeppelins. I screamed out barrel roll earlier because there were literally people just rolling in barrels down a hill. Mm-hmm. So it seems like a really fun game and gorgeous, to say the least. So
yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it comes out.
Mm-hmm. All right, we might have a Discord problem here. Let me restart Discord because I haven't done that yet. You might be hearing us through the wrong microphone. So,
if you guys don't know, we do live podcasts every week on Discord. If you're curious to find that Discord link, just drop by dlgaming.net. We also have an Instagram at @digital_logic, and we will post when we go live each and every time. Once a week, most likely it will be Sunday in between the hours of 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. PST. So if you're interested in our live podcast, there's a lot of beforehand and afterward content involved in the Discord podcast. So definitely make sure you drop by.
Cool. I love how they never said anything. Like, how long ago did this happen? For, for the last half hour, guys, sound like crap.
Also,
all right.
By the way, can we take this time and offer a tribute to Clown Lotion?
Yeah, he came by this weekend.
I'm so mad. I didn't get to meet him.
You're not Clown Lotion, right?
Oh my God.
Why aren't you my token black guy right now?
Oh my God.
Why aren't you my token black guy?
Oh,
everybody's drinking.
Everybody take a chug.
She mentioned his race.
Nice. Called myself a Mexican. again. Well, I am.
No, let's talk about the weekend of Clown Lotion here.
Yeah, I missed it. I was working all weekend.
True PC gamer. I wasn't available to hook up with him until the third, like 3 o'clock on the first day. So because I was working, guess what he did? Stayed in his room and played Destiny until I was available. And then on the second day, the exact same thing happened. Like I wasn't available to like, I don't know, whenever I was. He just stayed in it, just playing. So you know, it's sunny San Diego. Outside are bikinis and rainbows, and he's just like, fuck all that. Time to grind. So that was cool. And then last night we went to Mexico. Bobby came with us. I asked him to...
Can't believe you guys went to Mexico. I've never been to Mexico. I'm sad that I didn't get to go.
I invited you.
You invited me, but you knew I worked. And of course I worked.
Yeah, we planned it all around when G worked.
I hear the lobster and steak in Mexico is dirt cheap.
It was really good.
And it's so good.
I wouldn't say dirt cheap. Yeah, for me and cheap. Sam,
well, how much was it?
$70 for just me and Sam. But I had like...
for lobster? It's like, how much is lobster here?
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's so cheap, man.
But it's not so cheap. But you do get like ambiance in it, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's so funny too because, god damn it, I'm just going to not avoid it. I was like the Mexican guy there. And I'm the one buying from all the shops, like all the stupid little shit.
That's
good. Like the tourist trap shit. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to buy this.
You know what I'm curious at? Did you bring him to, what's it called? The Hong Kong. That's like the number one strip joint in TJ.
Yeah, we were going
to take Chi to Hong Kong.
Why? So I could you know, reunite with my fellow brother.
No. Actually, I don't think I've ever seen like an Asian person there.
Really?
Yeah, I can never. See as soon as we walked in.
We should take Chi, the Asian person, to Hong Kong. Where I've been to Hong Kong.
I told you there's actual Asians here.
Guys, he says he's never seen an Asian in Hong Kong. But Hong Kong is the name of the best strip joint.
We got to chug like half this glass, dude. Cheers.
It's so funny how many times we pull a race card on this podcast. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Jeez. Delicious. What are we talking about?
Clown Lotion coming down. The Mexico trip.
Bobby, you hung out with him. You guys played Destiny again?
Yeah. We hung out at my place. We played some Destiny. I'll talk more about Destiny later, but he helped level me up through that. He brought his gaming laptop out, so that was cool. And then, we had a fun day in Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what happens in Mexico stays in Mexico, mm-hmm. right? Anyways, I got to meet Clown Lotion. We posted a couple of photos on Discord for the first night Clown Lotion was out. We met up at a arcade bar called Coin Up in downtown San Diego.
Good bar.
That's the bar I should be working at, but I do not work at.
You would totally fit in that bar.
Yeah, you would totally.
It would be perfect for you.
It would. Tell the manager that. Anyways, outside of that, I do know a bar manager. Don't worry. I know the bar manager. Yeah. I know. I'm just a lazy fucker. Anyways, so we met up at Coin Op, and Clown Lotion and I, a.k.a. George, hit it off right away. I had so much fun just interacting with him. Let me know if I was too inappropriate that night. Was I?
No, did
I
cross any boundaries? Well, I was drunk by that time you started.
But anyways, I went out, had such a good time. I dressed up specifically for Clown Lotion. So we went out.
Oh,
yeah. I know it's true, right? I mean, look at me. Mm. I'm in my gym clothes.
No, what I was wearing Friday night. Right now is just.
I don't dress up for you guys.
Nah. Anyways, if you guys have seen Chi on Twitch, she looks good. Right now, it's just like. all right.
It's like, stare a little bit harder at my big toe, please. Stare a little bit harder at my big toe. No, I'm just kidding. I was so excited to meet Clown Lotion because we actually, while we were playing Destiny 2 together, I found out that we both lived in the same city at the same time for at least 3 years. So shout out to Duval. I lived out in Jacksonville, Florida, which he is a current resident of now. And I was out there for almost 3 years. I finished my AA out there.
Well, that's a Duval.
I made the most money I ever made in my career-wise out in Jacksonville,
What's
Florida.
Duval?
Duval is Duval County.
Oh, okay.
So, and that's what they say in the 904. I am so glad that we had that connecting experience. Mm. And I had such a fun time getting to know Clown Lotion. I am so sad you're not here, authentically. So, we miss you already, Clown Lotion, and I'm sure we'll be seeing you soon.
I only wanted him here so he could say how much I beat his ass at Street Fighter 2. And everybody else in the fucking bar.
Honestly, I just wanted him to be like, hey, do you know we have a complete room? We have the most interracial room of token black, token Mexican, token Asian, and token white boy.
Yeah, and then he didn't show up and he ruined the rainbow.
Well, let's go ahead and cheers to that. To not really ever getting to taste the rainbow.
You got two Mexicans here.
Bobby, you're going to have to keep hosting here, dude. Move it along.
But anyway, thank you for coming out.
Yep, and hopefully he'll come back and be able to be on the shows. I'm fortunate that he wasn't able to be here.
He flew out to be on the podcast and then fucked up and scheduled his flight.
How do you fuck that up?
I don't know, dude. I fucked up flights before, though. I've done that.
Really? How? Yeah. How do you do that?
Don't throw him under the plane. We don't need to do that.
That good one. Yeah.
One of the questions on the Myers-Briggs test was, are you well organized with your travel plans or something like that?
Yeah.
What did you say?
I am very well organized with my travel plans.
We stayed at the shittiest
hotel ever for BlizzCon.
The cheapest hotel.
Hey, Bobby Standards, you guys were on
Did
point.
Did we check into the hotel? Were there any issues?
See, if I were there. If I were there, I feel like I would have rented us an Airbnb. I would have invited some homegirls, some homeboys, threw some BlizzCon parties. I feel like you guys missed out without me being there, and I missed out without me being there.
Yep.
All right, but speaking of Myers-Briggs, I love that Bobby brought this up because it does segue us into
It's almost like he did it on purpose.
It segues us into our next segment. This is my very personal and near and dear to my heart segment that I brought up for my birthday. I am obsessed with astrology. I am obsessed with personality tests. The reason why is because a lot of what I research and look into fits into like who I am and everybody else that I interact with. My for this particular segment, what I did was I had everyone take a Myers-Briggs test, and I sent them a link to 16personalities.com. On this website, you take approximately 12-minute test where you either very likely agree or disagree with certain elements and different values of life. With this test, you get your Myers-Briggs personality, which has to do with introvert, extrovert, intuitive, and or perspective, I believe.
Something.
Thinking and or feeling.
It ends up being about 16 different options.
Yeah, there's so many different, there's 16 different personalities.
And I usually shit all over these kind of things, but it got me exactly.
Yeah, and when on the dot.
I walked into Bobby's, and then I was just like, all right, can you do this?
Really,
I'm like, fuck my life.
He tried quitting twice, and I'm like, no.
I tried walking away a couple times.
I was like, go sit in a corner.
I went to the restroom.
But let me bring it back into video game perspective, because we are a PC gaming podcast. The reason why I had these guys take their personality test, because I wanted them to discover their personality character, their video game character. And we'll start with none other than, let's start with Emilio, and then we'll move on to myself. So based on your Myers-Briggs, there is an article on personalitygrowth.com that ties your personality to a video game character, and these are well-known video game characters love so dearly. So Emilio is an ESTJ, and in the gaming world, he is Donkey Kong.
Hmm.
So Donkey Kong is very proud of his strength and enjoys being in control. He can be somewhat aggressive, very true, and wants things done his way. He stands up for those that he grows attachments for, Chad. Cheers to Chad. Cheers to Chad. And uses his abilities to rescue them. Yes. That is our very own podcast, our Donkey Kong. So let us know what you think about Emilio being Donkey Kong. And then Ray in Discord, live Discord, Ray just goes, Emilio sucks. Okay. Beyond Emilio, this one here, you will love. This one is on the dot. My character, video game character, is Pikachu.
I don't know.
Yes.
He has a personality.
Yes.
One word.
I am ENFP Pikachu. Pikachu is imaginative and outgoing. Also very caring. God damn it. Extremely emotionally driven. I feel deeply, and I desire to make the people around me happy and pleased with my actions. I am a people pleaser. I'm infectious and fun, and I'm hard to ignore. I never give up and always have some fight left in me for the things that truly matter, which is winning the goddamn fucking game. And I'm very kind, but can potentially be dangerous if provoked. I think that's very true.
It's pretty close.
It's pretty damn true.
Pretty damn Pikachu.
That is pretty damn Pikachu.
All right, are you ready for this? We've got Bobby. Bobby is an INTJ, which if it turns
rare,
out there's also, yeah, you guys are 2% of the population.
Mm, yeah, sounds like the best one.
Believe it or not, you guys are Falco. Falco is driven and task-oriented. He is quick to give commands and wants to get the job done. Bobby's like, yeah, moving on. He is witty and sometimes sarcastic. Especially when he feels others are not accomplishing the goal efficiently enough. He is considered brash and self-confident, very self-confident. Have you seen his like shirtless Wolverine selfie? Anyways.
Bobby's definitely not brash, though.
Like, none of us have shirtless selfies, but yes, Bobby has a shirtless selfie. Anyways,
it's
he is also very loyal to his pilots. And I believe that's very true.
Yeah. Although he would never say it.
Would we be DLG without our Bobby? No fucking way. He can accurately predict what will happen in the field of battle and has intuitive sense about things.
That's true.
It's so true.
Yeah.
He calls shit way out before it happens.
That's so funny. I was just having a conversation with someone that I play a lot of Heroes of the Storm with, and I was telling him, like, dude, it's like I can see the future.
Yeah.
Like, I started calling shit, like, look, these guys are going to die down there. Watch. They don't realize that the whole team's coming to kill them. And I think it's because I end up playing with morons a lot of times, but yeah. And then it happens. It's like you see the shit play out. Like,
not just
Matrix.
That, but Bobby, we were watching the pros play at the World Finals or whatever. And I was like, dude, what would you do here? He's like, well, I would pick this guy. And then they picked that guy. And he called the next three picks.
Out of the three
three
picks.
Three for three.
Yeah.
Oh,
but I just play, that's just me playing too much hots. I don't know. Or maybe I'm a prophet.
So is Miss Cleo still in business? Or are you making a run for her money?
I think that's, there's a vacuum in that market.
No, the hots, the psychic hots hotline is the psychic hots line.
I love it.
That's
well, anyways.
That's the episode day, right? Second hot line.
Yes, child.
So what was
so
red?
So far, what is your reaction? And then we'll save the best for last with Mr. F and Sweet. So far, how do you feel about your video game persona?
Do you know who? Are you familiar with Falco, Bobby?
Falco?
Yeah,
Falco. The band?
No.
No, the guy.
Do a barrel roll.
Do you know what we're doing here?
Do a barrel roll, Bobby.
No, that's Peppy. Peppy says do a barrel roll.
Oh, barrel roll. Peppy says that?
No. The frog.
It's from Star
Yeah, Peppy.
Fox.
Peppy.
Yeah.
Peppy.
Yeah.
Peppy's the...
Oh, Falco.
The
yeah.
I thought you were talking about a game called Falco.
No.
Okay.
He's the asshole, basically.
Yeah, Falco. Okay.
But you're not an asshole. So,
but you're totally Falco. I think Bobby's Falco. You don't think so?
I'm happier with R2. All right, Ray.
So you think you're Donkey Kong?
Yeah,
like, without a doubt, I'm Pikachu. Like, even when I'm playing Super Smash Bros., I'm a
Pikachu. Scared.
All right, are you ready for this?
Mm-mm.
All right. So before I get to your actual character, this is Ray, Mr. F and Sweet, if you don't know who he is.
Señor F and Sweet.
He's a very prominent presence on Discord and loves PUBG. He apparently thinks
Sometimes.
He's better than Daniel Zen.
Oh, you had to bring that up. You had to bring that up.
No,
really?
Anyways, Mr. F and Sweet is warm.
A lot better,
and
he told me.
Warm and conscientious.
Wait, who is he?
He is bubbly and very affectionate. I can see
I
that.
I am.
Just want to squeeze his cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not
Which
talking
one?
About
you can
face.
Squeeze any cheeks
I'm just
you
kidding.
Want to.
Anyways, he sometimes falls into the role of the victim. Perpetually the damsel
That's
in distress.
That's so weird. I hate
you
this.
Continue, but you still continue to remain positive and trust in captive state where most would probably give up. You do not. You're cute and funny. And when it comes to fighting, you pack a punch. You are Princess Peach.
See, this is what I don't like about it. Like, Princess Peach doesn't have... She never talks. She doesn't have a...
She doesn't have a voice.
But he is
She was just kidnapped and, like, raped by Bowser. Oh.
Yeah.
But you are the ENFJ of the gaming world. So you are the Princess Peach of the gaming world, guys. Can we own up to our identities? I can.
I will.
Bobby doesn't even know who he is.
I don't see myself as Princess Peach.
Really?
I really don't.
Homeboy, I'm looking at you from over here. You are the Princess
Peach. Am I wearing a pink dress?
You got more of a toadstool vibe going on.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
No.
Like, my thing said that I was the protagonist. I'm just saying. That's what it said.
Hey, Princess Peach is the main female protagonist.
The main female protagonist.
The original female protagonist, Princess Peach.
The reason that I said that mine was spot on is because mine said I was the entrepreneur. I was like, yeah,
no.
That's it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I thought you looked like Donkey Kong.
All right. Well,
I don't know.
Thank you so much.
It was a bad joke. It's right.
Bobby, who'd you get on the actual test itself?
What do you mean?
Like, which character?
Yeah, what
well,
was
you
it?
Were?
Like, protagonist.
Oh, it tells Princess, you that? I took a screenshot of it. Let's take a look here.
So, Bobby is.
I don't
you
missed
the. No,
oh, I didn't.
You go to the next
part.
Page after that.
Oh.
And it gives you the character that you are.
I didn't.
All I know about.
Oh, here you go.
Yeah, architect. All right.
Architect. Yeah.
Oh, the architect.
Can see that.
Oh, right. Like from
right.
The Matrix?
I can see it.
Yeah.
I can see it.
I just watched The Matrix recently, so if I bring it up a lot.
We say the architect, and he jumps to the most powerful architect there's ever been, the one on The Matrix.
Regardless, guys, thank you so much for listening in on that segment. I am all about diving into personality tests, astrology. And that was my little treat to myself for my birthday. How did you guys like it?
It was good fun.
Okay, awesome. Well,
I'm not Princess Peach.
I
want to be Donkey Kong or like Mario.
Salt on your fresh fruit because I feel like that's happening.
Call the girl. I'm a lady in a nice, cute pink dress. And like Bowser always kidnaps me. Like in the new one, he marries me.
That's a double cheers because I'm going to the restroom right now.
I'm like almost done with mine.
Yeah, but you've been drinking in between when you didn't have to.
Because it's pretty good.
Some credit.
Regardless, guys,
thank you.
If you want to find out your own Myers-Briggs, I recommend one website, completely free, 16personalities.com.
Like Italian sausage.
Read up on who you are and let me know in Discord if any of it actually resonates with you. Tell me who your superhero is. Just drop by our Discord and leave a link.
I appreciate it.
All right. Let's talk about some video games.
If I don't show up on the Discord in the next couple of weeks, it's because of Cheese segment. Because I'm Princess Peach.
All right. So what have you guys been playing recently? Emilio, you finished Wolfenstein 2, right?
Didn't finish it.
You're right near the end last time I talked to you.
Yeah. So first of all, let me say that scene with Hitler in it.
Oh, the audition scene.
The audition scene is one of my favorite scenes, like cutscenes, ever, period, in any game.
It's like an interactive cutscene. You're not just watching it, you're participating in
it. Yeah, from time to time, yeah. But even without that, like, that wasn't the part that made it good. I just thought what a buffoon they made Hitler look like.
That's
awesome.
It's just so well written and scripted and voice acted. It's just great, man. And then Bobby told me, should we say it? Because I was mad that I didn't know before.
Yeah. No, we can absolutely talk about it. I didn't figure this out. Apparently, you can kill Hitler in that scene. But if you kill Hitler, then the guards kill you right away. You just respawn
and you
start it over again. But there's an achievement for killing Hitler. As you walk by him and he's on the ground, you can kick him. And I didn't find out about this until I saw an article that said how to kill Hitler in Wolfenstein 2. And I'm like, oh, shit, you could do that? But yeah, apparently that's a thing. And I missed it as well because I played through that part and didn't see the opportunity.
Yeah. And then literally 20 seconds after that scene cut, Bobby sends me a message. You know you can kill Hitler. I'm like, fuck. I just missed it. So anyway.
I want to kill Hitler.
Really enjoying it.
You are like right at the end though.
Yeah. So now I'm back on the U-boat.
Okay. So you're going to do a little... kind of not really like cutscene, but run around, talk to people, a little exposition there, and then you're going to go to the Awesome Mercer, and that's going to be the game.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, you're right there at the end.
Great game.
And then there's another kind of like cutscene at the end that you participate in that's pretty good. But yeah, so you enjoyed it? You had a good time?
Yeah, having a good time.
How long we talked about it
a bunch already. What?
How long is the game?
Depends on how you play it. Like, I went in guns blazing, and I think I beat it 10 hours. You're probably on the same track. Probably going to beat it in about 10.
I tend to leave my games running, so I never get a real good...
I just love the intro. It's just I only played the intro like the first like 10 minutes of it, and I thought that was so cool. Just running to the wheelchair. That was the coolest thing ever. Yeah. I just imagined a dude just going. Well, I played a dude. I didn't imagine it.
I think you need to take that back.
What?
You were in a wheelchair, and that's the coolest thing ever.
No.
Well, let him finish. You're in a wheelchair.
I mean, it's like in a game. It's just like, you know, the guy can't really walk yet because he's been like in a coma for like so many months or like weeks. I don't know how long was it? Like a couple weeks or months or maybe?
Yeah, I think it was
a long time.
In the first one, you're in a coma for like years.
Yeah. So like he's just running through like in a wheelchair and you're shooting people. I just thought that was super freaking cool for a game.
I don't know. Dude, everything about that game is just so Tarantino. Like it just seems like it would make a good movie.
Very Tarantino.
So you have it, Ray?
Yeah, I own it.
I strongly suggest you continue to play it. Don't let this one...
It's just I have that, and then I have Beyond... not Beyond. What's the scary... Evil Within 2. I started that one at the same time.
Is that one stealing your attention away?
Oh, it's just...
Is it winning the battle between
It's just
the two?
Destiny's taking my attention away.
Yeah.
Call of Duty.
So let's go right into it. You guys are playing a lot of... what is it?
Destiny 2.
Yeah, well, we we've talked about this a lot the 2 weeks, but I've finally had a chance to really dive into it. I'm actually on the last boss. It's not going well. I'm having trouble with
it's
him.
It's not.
But
I saw him. I saw him doing
By
it.
By the
it
way, I got the cutest snap of Bobby getting shit on, literally.
And then he put an emoji of his shit landing on his head. It's awesome.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah,
I walked into it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, so, well, a lot of people have been power leveling me through the campaign, so I've hit a lot of points where I was not able to start missions because I needed to level up more, but I'm actually enjoying it more than I thought I would. Like, the whole, I figured it was just going to be a grind fest until I hit 20 and then the end game starts, but, you know, it's not that bad. And the graphics are great. Like, you can't argue
there are
with those
stars,
graphics.
Like, not the whole art style is pretty cool, right?
Of Destiny 2.
Not that bad.
Not that bad. All right.
This is the weirdest game.
I think he's enjoying it more than he thought he would.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But continue, Bobby.
And, well, you say translation, but that's exactly what I said, so.
Is that what you said?
Yeah. Word for word.
But, no, it's good. It's just, I feel like this game is a little divisive. Like, so many people are playing it, but a lot of people are, we've gave it kind of like an odd review. You know, we said we liked it, but couldn't really recommend it, I guess, the last 2 weeks. But there's something to it. Now, what's confusing to me is this is a $60 game, but there is an expansion pack or a DLC that costs $35, and you need that. Or is that the season pass?
That is the season pass for expansions. Okay. And yeah. I would like to, if I can, start a riot over that. That is ridiculous.
So that's a $100
game. I paid $100 for the game.
Wait. $35 is not a lot for a DLC.
I paid $100 for Destiny 2.
A season pass is usually like...
See, here's my concern.
Think about it, though.
A higher
25 to 30
level.
Bucks.
World of Warcraft, I know it came out with expansions, but it came out maybe at least a year and a half in between, and they were actual legitimate additional add-on games versus releasing a game and withholding certain content so you can sell it as an expansion. This was a money grab, in my opinion.
Hey.
And I'm not happy about
800
it.
800 hours in.
I do.
100 hours in.
I play a shit ton.
I think it's normal.
But that's unfair.
I don't think it's that much of a big deal.
It is unfair.
We have 100 hours of content.
Last podcast, we were talking about Vanilla WoW, how long it took to make it to end game. I made it to end game in, what, 9 hours? Is that a fucking MMO? No, this is a money grab, and that's what I don't like about console gaming. Money
but
fucking
you're still
grab.
Playing it.
But every game does
I'm
that
enjoying
now.
It, but I don't want
to
spend $100.
Every
spend
game's going there now.
Am I happy about spending $100?
What games are these?
Wolfenstein is $60, and it's a 10-hour game. Mm-hmm. Now, you've got 100 hours out of your How can you complain?
I know.
You can't complain.
You can't complain about it. That's just how it is.
This is where I'm.
Okay, I'll put it this way.
I mean,
I paid $10 for skins in Counter Strike, and Counter Strike came out like how many years ago?
It's my birthday,
and I still pay for skins.
It's my birthday, and I can be salty if I want to. Okay.
Well, are they going to expect us to pay $35 for every DLC that comes out? This is what I'm wondering.
Well, they're giving us two.
Okay, so that's for two of them.
Yeah, usually a season pass has a number of them.
Because there's really no reason in playing the game without the expansion. Because with the expansion, you get the higher power level, which is like what the game's all about.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost mandatory to get this. I can't imagine anyone not getting this. So what I'm wondering is, can we expect this, like, every 6 months we're going to have to spend, like, you know, what, $30-$35 to be able to continue playing this
game?
Well,
with Destiny 1, you did the season pass, and I think it was $25 or $30, and then they brought out the King. And the King was, like, another $40-$50 or something, and we all paid for that. And, like, the thing is...
The
first Destiny. So they did it, like, they came out with, like, a season pass with, like, two expansions, and then they brought out the... Oh, my God, I forgot the name of it. These whiskeys are really getting to me.
But here's my question about it, like...
And we all paid for it, because it was fun, man.
I've brought it up a bunch of times. Not yet on the podcast. I've never seen... I can't remember a game that so many people are playing but have so many complaints about. Everybody complains about, like, this or that about Destiny 2, yet everybody's still playing it. The Taken King.
Yeah, Taken. Yeah, I said it afterwards. But you got me. I like it.
It's just weird. It's weird. There must be something to this game that I feel like they kind of... I haven't played it, but I feel like it's...
because it's a first-person shooter, dude.
Yeah, I think. Well, it's an MMO. It's like a game where you can hang out with your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's
that
not
really boosted
like,
it up.
Yeah, and you can play it casually. Like, you can just kind of stroll through it with your buddies, and you don't have to be... It's not like all or nothing. Like, a lot of these games are just so competitive. Like, PUBG, it's like you're going for that chicken dinner. You know, you gotta reach that goal. But this is just... It can be played way more casually, and I think people enjoy that.
I already hate how easy it is. Like, you're up against the last boss, you're going to win eventually, because he...
Yeah, you just whittle him down.
It's not that easy.
And dying and dying.
His health resets.
It doesn't matter, though. It just takes time.
When you start...
Eventually, you'll kill him.
When he gets to a third of health, then if I die, it resets back to that.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So you're really good. The boss really starts at the last third of health.
So, like, the last boss, like, I beat him probably, like... I think... Sorry, Bobby. But he killed me, like, two times only, and then I beat him. Mm-hmm. And then, then there was like a couple bosses that I played afterwards with the strike missions, and I couldn't beat them. And then some guy just came on like, dude, I beat him my first try, and he helped me. Like someone had to help me to beat him.
What is your class in the game?
I'm a warlock.
I'm a warlock also.
A lot of warlocks.
Warlock has the strongest superpowers, right?
Is that does he have pull out the bow staff or something? Is that the warlock?
No, that's a hunter. No.
Okay. Yeah.
If it's a melee ultimate, it's a hunter. The warlock has three different types of ultimates. The Dawnblade with the fire sword. And then it's void related, and it's the actual class I am. It's the Nova Bomb, sorry. And that's when we just throw this giant purple ball.
Yeah,
and
that's really good.
It makes all the enemies explode.
Way better than blue balls.
And that's what I spec. I spec Void Walker. That's a WoW reference. I'm sorry.
Well, I can't really pass judgment on the game just yet, because I'm getting to the end game content and it's going to completely change. You can't judge it just yet. But yeah, I don't know. I'm sure Destiny 2 will be coming up.
For you to get into end game content. I'm excited for us to grind public events, because that's what we'll have to do.
Well, I think I'm most excited for the Crucible. I'm looking forward to the PvP.
It's really fun, man. It's super fun.
Can you get PvP at any time? And gear from the Crucible?
I think so.
You get gear from Crucible.
I haven't done it yet, but
you get some really good gear too. Yeah.
There are some weekly dailies. Weekly dailies.
Goddamn.
No, dailies are dailies, but they happen once a week. So, what do you call those?
I think that you call them monthly
awards. Stop it. But that's the thing. I'm excited to bring Bob in the raid.
Is what Kalamalo says.
There's some hourly dailies.
All right. Everybody calm down. Bobby, you play some Overwatch?
Yeah. Played a little bit of Overwatch for the first time in, I can't remember when. I think the last time I played Overwatch was when they had the single player content.
And it was BlizzCon, right? That made you do that?
Kinda. Yeah, probably. Yeah. Because I saw the World Cup going on, and I was like, holy shit, this is intense. So I was like, yeah, I want to check out Overwatch and see what it's like. And I had a good time for a while. We were winning, and then started losing. I was like, oh, this game's not fun anymore. But yeah, it was good. I don't know. I think I have less than 40 hours on Overwatch, and I don't really see myself putting that much time into it in the future.
Like, you're a really good Reinhardt, too.
Yeah.
You were there.
I don't understand that game. I don't understand, like, the positions, what I should be doing on certain maps, the vantage points. Like, I don't know the game that well. Like, I think mechanically I'm okay, but, like, I'd have to put way more time into understanding
it. I think I understand what Bobby's going through.
Maybe you're overthinking it, dude. I think.
Not at all. I think Bobby is just playing with pugs.
Oh, yeah. You know,
That he doesn't really create a team.
Yeah, he's not getting carried by his older brother.
Personality. Older and little brother, might I add. My little brother is actually the carry. My older brother is my best and my best friend, worst enemy. But regardless, you guys have already finished drinking all your alcohol, and I still have a good portion.
And I just went to the restroom, so that means everyone has a drink, right?
Oh, shit.
We already did. Yeah.
This is going to be the worst podcast ever. But also the best in a way.
Worst best. But anyways, with Bobby, I've been playing more games with Bobby than anyone else. I haven't really played much games with you, Amelia. But with Bobby, we have fun together, right?
Yeah. We played some Destiny.
I throw my mouse across the room and run out of the room.
What game?
Any game with Chi. She just leaves you.
Okay, wait. No, that's not true.
I remember I think it was the first time I played PUBG.
Preach.
Oh, my God. First time ever. Yeah. Ever.
Okay, how'd it go?
Did we not win?
How'd it go?
Remember your favorite drop? The little, you used to call it the Mad Scientist whatever place? The whole, like, three-story?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, like, it was towards the end of the game.
Secret layer.
Your secret lair. It was just like the one next to the. I forgot what it's called. I haven't played PUBG like in a month or something. Yeah, the smaller power plant.
Mila?
Huh?
Milta.
No. Sorry. On top of Milta. And we were like, we all got there and everyone's going down. And then I'm helping everyone out. And then, like, she was hiding in the corner, like straight up the wall. And there's like a little storage bin. And she's hidden in the little corner. She's just right there. Yeah, and I'm like, gee, they're coming out. Like, so I'm like taking out one, taking out another one. And I'm like, gee, come out here. She's like, no, hold up. And she's just staying there. And she's supposedly guarding over the wall, which. I know she can't see shit over the wall. So, and she's there, and then I'm like, dude, and then I get taken down. She waits until I die, and they start looting me to kill him. That's how it happened. Yep. Like, she did not want to come out.
I'm like, tactfully, skillfully, I'm not the best teammate, but I mean, I got some good stories.
But she did get those kills, and then I think we ended up being like second place team.
Yeah, second place.
See,
I remember I was dead long ago, abandoned by.
Yeah, you were
well.
Playing too. You were there. Yeah, you were part of that one. Yeah.
She took the canteen off my body, choked
it,
and ran away.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
You guys rot, and I will.
She was like, "Oh my god, you guys have the best gear." I'm like, "Oh, thank you. You're welcome."
I got us to second place by sacrificing my own teammates. Yeah, that's basically how it goes.
I used to rack up a lot of points in Team Fortress 2 doing that. Like, you could just follow someone around and wait for him to die and then kill the dude that killed him. Just run back and wait for another dude to run out there.
Yeah. I don't do it on purpose. It's just in my blood.
That's kind of how Incidents plays Counter-Strike.
2%, Bobby.
Yeah. What were we referencing?
That's kind of how Daniel's on plays.
Playing with Bobby in a group setting. I think Bobby would really enjoy having a consistent party where he gets comfortable with the play styles of everyone that he's playing with. And then from there can thoroughly enjoy the game as it's meant to be enjoyed.
Yeah, I don't know. I play Overwatch like I play TF2. I don't expect a whole lot out of it. I just go into it just like for the adrenaline rush. And then, you know, that's it.
And here's me wanting Bobby to be more connected with his teammates. And I'm saying you can't enjoy the game until you enjoy your teammates.
He doesn't connect.
He's a robot. I forget.
If I was playing ranked or competitive,
he's the 2% guy.
Connect does not compute.
Emotions,
he's thinking ahead and feeling. Not working out.
Who plays Stranger Things?
I did.
Cool. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, we got a text.
How are you playing the mobile game? By the way, recommended by the Icon, is a Nintendo cartridge.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, the Icon is a
NES
cartridge.
But you haven't even watched the new season. How are you playing the new game?
I haven't. I don't know. I don't think the game is based on the new season. Maybe it is. I'm only like two dungeons in, and I wasn't sure what it was going to be like. It looks like Zelda.
What type of game is it? So it's a dungeon crawler.
Kind of. It's like Zelda, but instead of focusing heavily on combat, which there is a little of, it focuses on puzzles. Like, okay. You have to unlock, you have to trigger events that unlock certain areas and shit. So it's actually enjoyable. The only types of games that I like on my phone are puzzle games. The only ones I've ever completed are those Go games, like Tomb Raider Go.
Yeah, and you play as the police chief?
You can play as multiple characters.
Yeah, you switch characters.
Do they have abilities?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, each of them has a special ability. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you got an inventory. Like, it's all done out like Legend of Zelda. Yeah, and it's like a good
game.
Like, I'm liking it so far.
The Will Hopper, which is the sheriff dude, and then Lucas.
Is it a one-time purchase, or is it a microtransaction?
It's free, and I have yet to see a microtransaction. They've got to be somewhere.
What the fuck? How are they making
it? Like, are there even any on it?
I haven't seen a single one. Well, you know, I've seen this advertised not only in the Google Play Store and the iPhone Store, whatever that's called, but the not Netflix, but like a Fire Stick or whatever, like whatever that device is. What are you doing?
She's taking nonstop selfies.
She's taking selfies.
It's only because it's her birthday that I'm allowing it.
Okay.
Otherwise, I would have thrown that phone.
Oh, that's supposed to put a cat on my head? That's hilarious. Okay. I hope you're doing something with those pictures. But it's actually a good game, but I would enjoy it so much better if it was on a PC. Like, I just don't like using my phone to play games. So I'm hoping, like a lot of mobile games, this will eventually come to Steam. Or maybe it is. Maybe someone help me out here.
It should, honestly. The game's really good.
Like, 80 Days was mobile game, great game, came to Steam.
So what we're thinking
all the Hitman Go games, Warcraft Go.
item?
It's got to be because it was a timed release. It came out right with the second season.
That's crazy. Right. Yeah. Good for them.
But the game's still good.
Yeah, it's a really good game. It honestly is. Like for a mobile game, you know how I feel about mobile games. Yeah. So Chad would be proud. He recommended another game, and I'm like,
stop saying the fucking name, Bobby. Goddamn.
Drink to that. Go drink.
She's not drinking. She's lying.
Yeah. Yeah, it's even for a mobile game, I mean, this is good. I think that's the takeaway here.
All right, Ray, you're the only one who played Call of Duty World War II.
I'm the only one that you guys didn't play yet?
No. Is it free?
No.
Well, it was free for a while, the beta.
Well, I got it for free.
All right, so anyway.
go back to the
Like the monitor I bought was came with a free Call of Duty World. Dude, it is the best Call of Duty since forever. Honestly,
why was everybody shitting on it last month? On the beta. Because during the beta, everybody was shitting on it.
Because everyone bandwagons, dude. I feel like there's a lot of bandwagon.
It's a bandwagon thing. It's a bandwagon thing. Because, like, I like to watch a lot of the Twitch streams and stuff and a lot of YouTube videos. And even, like, the pros, they're loving it, man. It's such a great game. And it's just, man.
Why is it the best Call of Duty?
It came back to its roots. Yeah. We got rid of all the flying everywhere and all that stupid shit that they added to all the other ones. It's just a nice first person shooter. It's very basic. Where like you add your attachments to your weapons. The basic level up for to get to prestige and start fighting other people.
So I've never been really well versed on Call of Duty.
Okay,
once you put the attachments, do you have those forever?
You have them forever. Yeah. Prestige is when you get to like I forgot if it's like 60 or 70.
Okay,
but it's just these whiskeys. But it's such a good game, dude.
And if
it's
go on kill streaks, then you're rewarded.
You get rewarded abilities. Like the 3, the 5, the 7.
What are those?
There's always the radar. You know, some of the aerial planes flying over, whatever, and then it just like tells you where everyone is. Or like
can you do the sound effects for all of them? That'd be nice too.
And then there's like, dude, like one of them is like being a gunner on an airplane. It's so fucking awesome. You're up there for like 10 seconds and you're just destroying everyone. It's super fun. But it's just like my favorite mode is search and destroy. And because it's the closest to Counter-Strike.
Yeah.
I know everyone knows I love Counter-Strike. But
when did you start with Counter-Strike since you brought that up?
Because nobody knows you.
No one knows me. No one knows me. Everyone knows I'm the only one that randomly goes, does anyone know why?
By the way, how do we know Ray? Like, why is Mr. F in Sweden in our life again?
For the PUBG.
He's my drug dealer.
Just because I'm Mexican doesn't mean I'm a drug dealer. You can be dirty too. You're Mexican.
Okay, on that topic, I have a listener question for Bobby on the spot. Would you rather go back to drugs first or alcohol first? If you were...
Which drug? I mean, you can't just come off drug.
I mean, some type of
crack.
PCP. No, Bobby, I don't know because I have actually...
No, I will say this. I've been sober for like, 7 years or something now. Out of all that shit, the only thing that I find myself missing is weed. Alcohol, I don't even remember what it's like to be drunk.
It's so innocuous. Why don't you just...
I know. Weed was like the shittiest one.
I don't know, man.
Sorry.
I don't want to open Pandora's box. I don't want to unleash the beast, dude. Yeah. Like, I don't want to play around with that. Who knows what could happen? Things are going okay right now.
No, Ray is Sam's best friend. So
yes.
That's
how I met Emilio.
I first started dicking her down, and then I got to dick him down.
And I liked it.
I got to say, that's probably a good feeling.
Nah,
that's the
really.
Real story.
I didn't like it at first.
So you let Sam keep her male best friends. I am envious, sir.
Yeah. I don't get jealous.
What's the release date on Call of Duty?
Yeah, have you looked at them?
A what?
That's
so good, dude. It went back to its roots. That's what it is. It went back to its roots, and that's what I like about Call of Duty. It's giving you that full Call of Duty experience without any of the fucking bullshit that they added to all the other ones. Like, the last good one was fucking Black Ops 3, and it was still all right. Everything else has been fucking on the face of it. God damn it.
You're missing out if you're not in Discord.
Damn it, War. I can't even talk.
It's all at Discord. And, by the way, guys, if you're listening, most podcasts are listened to recorded afterwards. You can still go to our Discord, even if you don't want to even join the Discord or join the discussion. Go on to get on there and go to the live podcast page, and you can scroll down and read the action as it happens, as we recorded, as you listen to the thing. It's awesome.
It's amazing.
No other podcast has this, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times they include the show notes, which is kind of like what that is, but it's also the conversation from the listeners and then just random shit that we're posting as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think there's a bit of a trend in some areas with games of this back to basic, less is more type of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to see that because, well, I feel like things got a little out of hand. But it's cyclical. It'll come back around.
The thing about Call of Duty is just they started losing such a huge fan base. They started losing a lot of people because they just kept on adding all this supposed cool stuff, but it's just...
Or maybe they actually hit past puberty and are moving on to other games now.
Well,
I'm joking. I'm joking.
They go to whatever pays the bills. And
they've been fucking up for the last couple of years.
Yeah, games for 14-year-olds.
And they went back, because you guys original, like the original Call of Duty was actually like, it was either World War One or World War Two.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
OG. Yeah, and then it wasn't until like Call of Duty 3 or 4.
Modern Warfare was like a big deal because it was like we're not doing an old war.
Yeah.
I think it
was
4.
Call of Duty 4 was actually World War 1. I mean, not World War 1. Was Modern Warfare 1.
Mm.
So yeah, it's just, it took a while.
So
I love it. Kramer.
That's cute.
All right. So I guess that's all we've been playing here. We got a little bit of news, though.
Tiny bit.
So PUBG Desert Map Pictures. This is the new map that's coming out.
Yeah, so it should be released with 1.0, which I believe they said December, right?
Yeah, supposedly
December.
And so if it comes out, and vaulting and climbing should be a part of that as well, and a few other things are coming out. I saw the pictures; it looks really exciting. As opposed to like, it's a lot smaller too. So, as opposed to just dropping down in Pachinki, I feel like it's like a Pachinki, like a big Pachinki.
No, it's way bigger because isn't it like six? Because like the original PUBG map is 10 kilometers, and this one's like six, right?
Right. But I'm saying it's mostly city. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be that kind of fighting.
But if you look at the buildings, supposedly the top levels are not accessible. It's only like the first three levels or something. Depending on the building.
Because it'd be too strong.
Yeah, it'd be too much. See, like if you have a 10-story building, like where the fuck do you find this dude?
Yeah.
It's like, oh no, he's on level two. Let's go to level three now. It's not going to be like that. So they only have a couple levels accessible through buildings. And they're adding the vaulting, which I can't wait. I'm tired of crouch jumping. It's so dumb.
Yeah.
I just hate PUBG and I love it so much.
Well, that's why other people are better than you.
Oh my god, I hate you.
By the way, I have not met this infamous Daniel Zahn.
You haven't met Daniel?
No, I haven't.
All right, when's the okay? Oh my god. Okay, so the New Year's, when's the New Year's podcast? Are you guys gonna have it on?
Oh, we should have a New Year's party.
He's coming because like
we should
he has
have
a break.
New Year's party, Bobby, in the background while we record our podcast. Can you
lost
imagine?
Bobby at
I'm
party.
Just kidding.
Right. Daniel doesn't live down here. Did
no,
he live
but
down
no,
here?
Daniel is not better than me in PUBG. That's ridiculous. It's just yeah, no.
I hear a one-on-one challenge.
Peach it, princess.
No.
Peach it.
No, there's no way.
That was really good, Chief.
Oh, that's pretty good. I'll give you that one. I'll give you that one, Chief.
Princess Peach.
I'll give you
keep
that
peaching.
One, Chief.
Keep
but
peaching,
no,
princess.
He
peach
is
it
not
to the choir.
Dude, she does look wasted. Hey, but no. But no.
Ray,
what?
Why don't you practice what you peach?
Oh my god.
Oh man.
All right, moving on.
Moving on.
Yeah.
All right, so we got
let's
some
not talk about
questions.
That.
Let's see. First one coming from Shadow Master. What current game do you think would make the best movie? So current game.
Wolfenstein.
Wolfenstein?
You know why?
Yeah, I think that's an obvious.
Don't you think Inglourious Basterds has already been released?
It's kind of Inglourious Basterds.
Crazier. Like,
yeah, that's
just
true.
Nazi killing. Just kind of like a...
Inglourious Basterds.
No, what's the one that was in only first person?
Inglourious Basterds.
No, the whole
no, I'm
movie.
Joking. What's it called?
It started Super Steve or something like that. Like
yeah, so
like
something
yeah, hardcore
Steve.
Henry.
Hardcore Henry, yeah.
Yeah, yeah there we go. Yeah, yeah
like something thing. Like that, just killing Nazis and making every kill grosser than the first one. That wouldn't that? I'd watch that.
Well, we would, but I don't think
it'd be,
it would be
good because
a moneymaker.
Like Nazism is on the rise, so it'd be nice to do that.
Tiki torches are on sale at Walmart.
What? Oh, tiki torches, yeah.
You know what? I'm going to throw Destiny 2 as a movie because they have three actual voice actors from Firefly. So if Destiny 2 were to come out with a movie, it's just that actually the continuation.
So recognizable. Like,
it's a continuation of Firefly, and that's what I'm looking for.
And
I'm waiting for
actors ready to go.
Serenity 2, guys. That's what I'm looking for.
But there's not a bunch big story for Destiny.
Yeah, I have no idea.
The story
what's going
sucks.
On.
Let's be real.
So you can't.
The
make
story sucks.
I mean, really, I like the story,
but it's pretty.
I thought it was cool. I
like and Nathan Fillion.
A good. I said PUBG, but I was like Hunger Games. a game out right now that would be a good movie.
Zelda could use one.
No, they would just.
I don't think Nintendo will allow their IPs to be put in movies ever since Super Mario.
Ever since,
that was one of the worst
movies ever. That was pretty bad.
What other big games are out right now?
It's like, oh, dude, Call of Duty. Every movie ever. Assassin's Creed, it had the movie, and it was like horrible.
Yeah,
it was pretty bad.
It was
Prince of Persia had one.
But it was also horrible.
How about, why not Assassin's
Bobby, what's
Creed?
Your answer? You can't just say
Origins.
But they tried Assassin's Creed already, and it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad.
It might have been profitable, though. That's what really is.
Maybe. It might have been.
Yeah.
A bunch of gamers going to go watch it.
All right, so
I
don't know.
Yeah, I can't think of one. Yeah, I think we nailed it with Wolfenstein.
Wolfenstein with this. But then that's Inglourious Bastards. The same thing.
Yeah, it kind of is.
It's not the same thing. It's
because everybody loves Nazi killing.
It's like Wolfenstein 2 is Inglourious Bastards 2.
All right, next question coming from Warconius. Have you played any levels or areas in a game that were so good that you can... that you can remember the specifics of it? For me, it's Ocean's House on Vampire's Masquerade Bloodlines. Scary stuff.
One thing I always regret never getting into Vampire's Masquerade in any form. Mm-hmm. I know that there's the tabletop version, there's the video games, there's the MMO. Never got into any of it. It's just this untapped thing. I mean, I'm not crazy about vampires, but there must be something there because people love this shit. But my answer would have to be Psychonauts. It's the best level design I have ever seen.
Psychonauts so good.
The sequel looks amazing, too.
You're going into the psychoses of your teachers, and everybody has their demons. Mm-hmm.
It's a great premise for a game.
Yeah, and you go, and the level is the bad shit in their brain, whatever that happens to be. One guy has PTSD, so you go through some, like, wartime.
Yeah.
And then the other guy, you know, or what is the Hispanic girl? The Spanish teacher, she has, like, I don't know what the level is.
I can't remember. Believe it or not, I'd never beat Psychonauts. I only got about 2 hours into that game, and this is, like, over 5 years ago. I've got to go back and play that one.
Because you couldn't predict the future of it, because it was just fucking around with it.
All right, anybody else?
Nobody acknowledged it.
Metal Gear Solid. The first one.
That's a good answer.
Nintendo NES?
No, but like Metal Gear Solid. That's like the PlayStation one.
Yeah.
That was just starting the game. It was just so cool.
I feel like
I know he says level, but mm-hmm. I feel like the whole game was just one level.
It was just really well planned
out. It was so great.
Yeah.
It was just so great. It's like the best level ever. That took you like... Because honestly, it took me 3 hours to beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
And speaking of levels with our eyes closed, D-Dust 2, the most staple of staple for me. Right?
Can
say
we
no
not
more.
Talk about CSGO?
Say no more, fam.
Because that'll talk for hours.
And for you, Mr.
I would have to say, I know I bring this up all the time, Jedi Knight, because I played that game so many times that I could... I play it like maybe every 3 years at least, and I could walk through that game blindfolded. And I think, like you were saying earlier, Emilio, the level design is just outstanding. And I know, like, if I could answer for Emilio as well, I have often said, what's that? Not Guild Wars. What's the other MMO that you played a lot of? EverQuest.
EverQuest, yeah.
Yeah, you said you still have parts of that game, like, memorized. Like, parts of that map memorized.
I could still... It's a stupid fucking thing with my goddamn... dumb, retarded brain. I get lost in real life all the time. I need GPS. But in games, I know exactly where I am. And I could probably draw you a map of Azeroth right now. of EverQuest because I put so much
Azeroth.
Azeroth is wow,
shit,
buddy.
I can't remember what it's called.
Okay, maybe you don't know it that well.
Yeah, but yeah, I know what zones.
Let me take
yeah.
a picture where. Of the scotch we've been drinking, so everyone can see how well, much
World
we've
of
had.
Warcraft has changed their map a lot. Like, so I don't even know if I could walk through that, but yeah. Yeah, you missed a lot, C-Niper. If you're just joining us now, everybody's been drinking heavily here.
Everybody, except for Bobby.
Yeah. The mainlining bottle heroin.
Should we be apologizing, though? Or are we sorry we're not sorry?
The bottle was brand new.
We're sorry, not sorry.
I'm uploading it right now.
This is one of the few podcasts where we actually have a drinking game involved.
Yeah,
and it's a double
bottle. And by the way, that's Emilio's hairy knee, not mine.
I was going to say that was cheese. But BB doing it. I was about to say it. I was like, that is cheese knee.
But under the hairy knee she, is her.
It's wintertime, so she normally wears her leggings. So
you can see how my feet are secured underneath. His butt off,
Bobby,
as usual.
Let's move it
as
along,
usual.
Bob. What's next?
All right, next up from Epic Try Hard Face, most underrated game of last year. He votes for Titanfall 2.
It's hard to say that wasn't it. I really enjoy most underrated game of last year, Titanfall. I agree with Titanfall 2. I had a great fucking time, man. I wish it was a little better at the game. I'm terrible on foot. I'm decent once I'm in the mech, but you need to be good on foot to be in the mech.
Yeah.
People got really, and you know, now that I'm thinking about this might be the reason it didn't go crazy is like a really skilled player can just make you feel, it's one of those games where you play Street Fighter and this guy just gets a perfect on you every time. Like,
it's what like those assholes in Battlefield 4 that just spend all their time in the plane and just fucking murder everyone. Like whatever team they're on wins.
Yeah. Or the guys with the actual helicopter control and the pedals at home and everything, and they're just wasting the entire... Yeah.
You mean Arma? Like, people actually do that with Arma.
It makes the game not fun for new players. So,
like Arma?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that sucks when that happens. So that happens in Titanfall 2, like if one person's just good enough, or you can level up, like there's progression in that, right? So you can become like more powerful than people,
exactly.
Like by from the start.
You're going up against those motherfuckers.
Yeah. You know, I haven't played Titanfall 2. I do have it with Origin Access, but I've heard from multiple people that it did not get the player base that it deserved. Like it was a really good game.
Hey, and the single player, I played all the way through. How often do you beat a game these days? I thought it was good.
Yeah.
You know, I played the whole single player, 5 hours maybe.
Yeah. I think that's a good answer, even though I can't like speak to it personally. I can't think of like a game from last year that I thought was really underrated.
Hey, Piggyback Jones, how about you come up with your own answers?
Last you year, piggybacked off of his. Yeah, so last year, so
like
what?
2016?
Last 12 months. That's
Okay, yeah.
This is doesn't
maybe like 2 years.
Nothing really. I keep playing every other game that everyone else is playing.
How about every other game but Overwatch? Because I feel like Overwatch completely took over 2016.
Yeah.
It
is. And
so I'll say, what was that? Battleborn?
It overshadowed Firewatch, which is a reputable title for
everybody. Liked what Firewatch, though. Right?
Firewatch,
yeah,
is
but
a great
at the
game.
Same time,
so good.
It didn't get its nothing got its just due.
Those were two different
dude,
games.
Dude, I would make that a movie.
What's the one that's like Overwatch that didn't
done.
Make it and they just cut
Battleborn? But
Battleborn,
it's, yeah,
Battleborn,
but it's not like
that could be
done.
Yeah,
dude, Firewatch would be the best movie.
What?
Firewatch would be the best.
A silent Firewatch film? I could see that.
Not silent.
Wait, silent?
It's not silent.
Cheek, go to sleep. You're drunk.
Cheat your drug away.
Okay.
She just smiled.
I know, right?
All right. So let's see. Okay, we got another one from Orconius here. 10 years ago, we had a massive year in PC gaming with the following titles released: Crysis, BioShock, Orange Box, Gears of War, The Witcher, Portal, Supreme Commander, CNC3, COD 4, and many more. Which 2007 title holds up best today? Which one is most influential? And how old was Chi in 2007?
By the way, I graduated high school 2007. I was a 007 kid. So I was 18 years old.
Yeah.
18 years old.
007.
Were you still
my
a virgin?
Prime.
That would have been cool.
No, no. I lost my virginity when
I was
16.
It's like my class was like.
By the way, I lost my virginity to probably one of the best PC gamers I know.
You don't want to talk about this.
Bobby?
But yeah, let's not talk about it.
Yeah, let's not talk
anyways,
about it.
I gave my virginity up to a hardcore PC gamer, guys. You should be proud of me.
You get cred for that.
Yeah, for real.
Apparently you didn't get any of his skill from osmosis, though.
What are we talking about? Anyway, so I was not in grade five.
Skill is not transmitted sexually.
I was already in college by then, actually. I was one of those, like...
like that Jesus.
Put ahead of her time type of... generic Asian student. Let's cheers to that.
I'm gonna
straight
say,
A, motherfuckers.
Oh, we are drunk.
I have a good joke, actually.
Oh God, this is all right. So you can, if you want to stay with us for the rest of the show, feel free. But you guys should leave now.
Somebody said that.
No one's expecting you to hang around anymore.
Restaurant health code scores are the only times Asians don't get A's.
Oh.
Fuck you, dude. My dad was a restaurateur.
That's pretty good.
My dad
like
was
it
a restaurateur.
Good,
right?
Cheers on that one.
Cheers.
My dad was a restaurateur, and even though I'm only 1/8 Chinese, we had at least 5 or 6 Chinese restaurants.
You're only 1/8 Chinese?
I'm only 1/8.
So what's the other rest? What's the rest?
I'm a Southeast Asian mutt. Let's go over this again. I am...
No. First your name. That's not a joke. She's not fucking around.
I'm not even fucking
sorry,
kidding.
I'm not.
Stop it.
It's just the way you looked at me and the way you said it was just like, I have to laugh.
Okay. If anyone wants to know my ethnicity, once again, I am Vietnamese Chinese on my father's side, Laotian Thai on my mother's side.
It's a good mix.
Yeah, it's a good mix. And apparently, according to those DNA tests, I am at least 12% Polynesian.
Mongolian. Oh.
Polynesian.
Yeah. All right.
Which means like Samoan Islands, yeah. Potentially Filipino, but I don't
Flying
think
Hawaiian
so.
Flying Hawaiian says you look like the girls on his island.
Really? So yeah. I mean, that's my makes 12%, sense. Guys. Right, my 12%.
Cool. I'm going to have to go with The Witcher because The Witcher 3 is largely considered the best game ever made. Like, it's number one on a lot of lists. So obviously it influenced that. And so
Portal, Orange Box. I'm going to be such a Valve girl in this argument.
Is, Portal was fantastic, but influencing, there's not a whole lot of puzzle games.
But you're talking about the franchise. Yeah, I mean, if you're just going on the specific title, like which one of those do you think holds up the
best?
No,
I understand.
Today?
Call of Duty 4, duh, Modern Warfare, dude. Straight up.
Call of Duty 4 is like the standard Modern that Warfare. Everyone holds.
It's
Call of Duty
standard
games
to every well,
I feel like we all
right
agree to disagree on this because
Call of Duty 4.
No.
Straight up.
No, because Orange Box, he fucked up here. Because Orange Box contains...
Valve doesn't come out with any new games. So
Orange Box contains Half-Life 2.
Orange Box
that
is a compilation
the best
of
game
existing
ever
games.
Created in life.
Yeah, but Half-Life 2 came out like, what, 04 or something? Orange Box just packed.
We just
everything.
Went over this.
Let's put it this way. If you only had one of these games to play on a desert island, obviously you go with the Orange Box. It's too strong.
Yeah, well, because Orange Box would
has
you have. Has
I don't think we
games.
Can desert island this. I think if we're going to say, hey, someone's new to PC gaming, which one of these titles do you recommend?
Orange Box.
BioShock.
Orange Box.
You can't put Orange Box.
I was gonna
Portal. I take that back. Portal.
No, Portal gets boring.
A Portal, you only
play
sure.
it once or twice, and then you're good.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah, but doesn't it hook
it
you in?
Kind of
revolutionary.
But Modern Warfare, you can keep playing it forever and ever, never, 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 never.
Man, well, Cornelius is like,
we're not
yeah,
always,
I got
we're
these
not
bitches.
Always forever 12 in this room here.
Forever, ever, forever, ever, forever, ever.
Okay, next question. This one.
So no answer for you.
No. Oh yeah, yeah. What about you?
We can't all agree. That's the thing.
I don't know. There's so many
just
good
turned
ones
off.
Out there.
All right. The next listener question is from me. So can I actually ask it? And so
can you do your own voice?
My question.
Do it in Emilio's voice.
My question is, as a listener, and I do listen to our episodes. When are we getting our damn studio? I am getting beach hut fever over here. And when I mean beach hut, I literally live in a shack by the beach. You think it'd be really nice, but no. There's like close quarters, can't take it. Gotta get out.
Say it.
Gotta get
say
out.
It.
Let's do it. So what's
preach
happening
it.
With our
preach the studio?
With our studio?
I'd say less than a month, I would guess. He's actually actively moving shit out of the garage.
So instead of a birthday present, it's a Christmas present?
Yep.
Christmas special, y'all? Yep,
I think so.
Who's going to be our Santa?
Dude. But I'm buying... You know how many things I've bought for the studio?
Without me... Like, I'm a female. Feng
Ray,
shui.
Did you see the skull I bought today?
No.
So what did you buy today?
So
what are
awesome.
You spending our money
it's
on?
It's so good. Like, I want...
No,
why is there no group?
I'm using my own.
It's
money.
His money.
Oh, it's his money.
Which is exactly. Sam's like, you're not buying that. It's a predator skull. She's like, you're not buying that. I'm like, bitch.
I'm Team Sam on this one. I'm Team Sam on this one. We got to see. I got to see the studio. I'm
moving on. Bobby.
I just got invited to a girl's house.
One more month, guys.
Okay. Bit of a technical question. Come from JJK Knapp. Has anyone tried the new game mode in Windows 10 Creators Update? I have tried, but I don't see any kind of difference as I can monitor my CPU and memory usage in real time.
Likewise.
So Windows 10 Creators Update was like this thing that Windows had, but I turned that shit right off because it interferes with a lot of games, particularly Heroes of the Storm. It's one of the things that they recommend turning off. So I don't know if anyone has actually used this. Like they have the game bar. If you press Windows G, it brings up the game bar. Yeah. You can stream, you can record shit from that. Seems nice to have that built into the operating system, but I think it's caused more problems than it's fixed. And it's designed specifically to work with... like the Microsoft Store games, which who buys games from there anyway? So
Ray, you're a bit of a creator. Are you using this?
I do, and it hasn't affected me in any way, but then at the same time, it hasn't given me anything positive about it. I'm not getting any more FPS in it whatsoever. It hasn't added anything to it whatsoever. It's just there. I haven't turned it off. I turned it on when it got installed, and that's it. I haven't seen a single difference from it whatsoever.
Warconius says in chat it's supposed to help low-end gaming.
Oh, okay.
So, like, if you got a laptop or something.
Yeah, I know. I know.
All right. Let's see. Tag Loro. I guess we'll fill Emilio in when he gets back from the bathroom.
No. If Taylor asks anything, just ignore him. That's what I've learned. I love you, Taylor.
We do love you, Tag Loro.
I love Taylor. He's one of my favorite.
Let's see. What accumulated gaming wisdom would you pass on to our younger listeners? Oh, wow. Father figure.
How young are we talking here? Who do you think our youngest listener is?
I think 25 years old.
No. How old are you, by the way, Monday Ad Ray?
I'm 16.
Are you older or younger?
I'm 32.
Than me?
I'm 32.
Oh, you're older than me. Yeah, I would assume you were younger than me.
I'm so old. Oh my God.
You're not that old.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should ask Amelia since he's the oldest one here.
Ooh.
What accumulated gaming wisdom would you pass on to our younger listeners?
Don't pre-purchase.
That would probably be the first one.
What are you talking about? That's actually a good thing. I think it's a good thing.
No.
And I'm
second of all, stay away from season passes. That'd be another one.
That's you know what I would say?
And third of all, don't get caught up in the hype.
That's everything I do.
This is me saying this.
That's you like know, everything you know I do.
Do you want to know?
I'm like sad
how much
right
do
now.
You spend the year
like,
on
never
games,
mind.
Right?
Enough.
How much
to party?
You were just gonna guess.
I don't know how much spending games.
More than you should.
Like, how about this? I don't want to know how much you spend on games. Yeah. I don't want to know. I don't.
Bobby
know.
Buys a lot of games.
My
Ray
library,
buys all the AAA shit.
My library is just. Well, I really don't have that many games. I have like maybe $500. I mean, $500 games in my Steam library.
But you're buying a big.
But,
time.
But they're all the games. Yeah.
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 He doesn't like. Oh, we played a game. What did we play?
Oh, fighting something.
Fighting
bitches.
Sounds good.
Fighting. What's it called? It was. Fun. Oh,
We'll get it next week.
It was fun, but it was just
it's a
not
side
worth
scroller
it.
Beat 'em up, Bobby. Called fight and a prostitute.
It's like a no big fighting, fight something.
Oh yeah.
Fight and Rage.
Yeah,
yes.
There we go.
Fight and Rage.
9 out of 10. 95 and 95 on Steam. We downloaded it. We're playing it.
And I'll give it an 8 because it stands true to beat her up.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely much.
But
it is what it says it is.
But if I want to talk about like how games are now, I'll give it a 5 because it's just it needs more.
It needs a lot more.
It needs a lot more.
It's a decent side scroll beat 'em up, but it's lacking a ton of depth.
Yeah.
You can't upgrade. There's no tech trees. There's no skill trees. There's no new moves. The three moves you get at the beginning are the ones you have in the third level.
Yeah.
And that's just unacceptable at
this point. This would have been fun back in 95, but you know what? It's not 95 anymore.
85. It would have been good.
It would have been good for a game you saved your quarters for, right?
Yeah, yes. Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a damn shame. Those games don't even hold up. Do you remember the Simpsons one? Marge had the vacuum cleaner whacking people and shit. Like, even that one, it's just...
But the thing is, like, about the Simpsons, like, you play it now, and it's just nostalgia.
Yeah.
Know, it's more than anything.
And you're playing it at Coin-Op. And you're playing
at Coin-Op.
All right, so referring back to the question, what advice would you give to a younger listener, Bobby?
From my gaming wisdom, I don't know. Like, I used to say don't pre-purchase, but now I'm just like, hey, fuck. You know, if you're really excited about something, pre-purchase it. I pre-purchased Wolfenstein. Not sad about that. Like, I was happy with that. But I would say just don't be...
Don't try to be number one in the world on Steam leveling?
yeah, don't chase that dragon.
Don't try to be number one on PUBG.
Oh, that's an
when your best friend is better than you.
Unless you make it,
bullshit. I'm still better than him. I don't care what you guys say.
I'd say just don't be so picky with games. How about that?
Don't be so picky?
Yeah, don't be so picky.
How about you, Mr. F and Sweet? What would you say?
What would I say about giving them advice?
Especially you being the newest.
Don't be scared about playing old games. A lot of people just always want to play new games. And whatever like the hype is, play the old games. A lot of people don't do that anymore. A lot of people just like, oh, what's the AAA title right now? Everyone's just jumping into PUBG. Everyone's jumping into
shit. Don't jump on the hype train.
Like, don't jump on the bandwagon.
You're play exactly the old school preaching game. Against yourself. Like that. You are that guy, though.
Dude, I play CSGO more than anyone. And I play CS 1.6. So the day I still play WoW. My subscription is still there.
Well, you're fairly new to PC gaming. When did you finally build your first PC?
What are you talking about?
I thought you were new to PC gaming. Are you not?
No, that's Danielson.
Yeah.
Danielson is new?
Yeah.
Hey, how long ago have you been PC gaming? How big is your badge? Your badge size, bro?
I was pro for Counter-Strike.
You were? Yeah. Wait, which Counter-Strike?
1.6.
What?
1.6.
I have you confused with somebody else.
Because it was sex.
Ray, I'm totally confused. I'm
really? You guys don't know this? That I played pro?
I did not know that, dude. You were Kali?
Texas area.
So apparently Ray is Kali, and I did not know that.
The only reason I know that Ray is true about this is because when I was like, dude, when you get to the top three in PUBG, how do you not shake? He's like, dude, I played pro. When you're in
pro, you don't
shake.
Pro when there were no other pros.
No, I played Counter-Strike since 2002. I built my first PC in like 2001, 2002. I stopped because I went to sound design school. So I became a sound engineer, so I started using Macs. So there was no gaming there. So I started building Macs and building like PCs with Mac on it just so they can be stronger and I can make better music on it where like my computer would not crash like every other Mac does because Macs suck. If anyone gets offended, I'm sorry. But I'm just saying it just Macs suck.
No, fuck you, Mac users.
You're in the trust stream, buddy.
So hey, don't PCs love you, bye.
I did have a Mac laptop. I did my Mac because I needed it for school. But if not, I would have never done that. That was the biggest waste of money ever. It's just, I've always built PCs. I've gamed PCs forever. It's just, I stopped doing it when I was from school to like now. I build my PC.
Your current one.
My current one. I built it in January. And
I have a beast rig too.
I have a pretty good rig. I have the 6850 processor, 1080. I have 64 gigabytes.
I'm sorry, Ray. I'm sorry I confused you as the number one squad PUBG player, Danielson, in the world.
I looked for the best. You were confusing me with Danielson. Danielson is just like...
Sorry.
So Danielson is actually my homeboy, my buddy that I brought into the Discord. I brought him into our channel.
Maybe we'll bring him on one of our live podcasts.
Yeah, maybe that'll be more entertaining.
Oh my God.
This one, who knows?
Sorry you're not Danielson.
Oh my God.
No, anyways.
Danielson sucks at PUBG. I hope he listens to it this time.
Let me answer the question, which was what accumulated gaming wisdom would we pass on to our younger listeners? For me, when I think of younger listener, the youngest listener I know would be my nephew. He's 10 years old. I don't think he listens to my actual podcast, but he used to watch my stream. And when he is an avid listener on my stream, he will come in and go, hey, stop swearing. Swearing is not okay. And I'm like, okay, guys, let's be aware that my nephew is in here and let's be mindful of our cussing. And you know what? Everyone else that is a viewer of mine that has been a regular viewer actually respects that. And I would say
that's good.
Learn to R-E-S-P-E-C-T. your fellow gamers and don't be a troll.
One, two, three.
Exactly that. Understand that your fellow gamers are people just like you at different ages, at different, the one, you know.
Are you talking about the ones that you leave to bleed out in the field?
Gamers, gamers with G-A-Y and G-A-M, gamers. Like, just
still gamers.
Try to be as loving to your fellow gamer unless they fuck with you, and then you can fuck with them back. But understand that the gaming community is a community that you can fit in better than any community that is offered to you in reality.
We take all comers.
And I appreciate my fellow gamers, which is why I'm here, which is why I appreciate everyone else. And just, you know, see a person more than just their screen name. That's what I say.
Wow. Just like in real life.
Yeah. And like you.
Clown lotion took off
and it's
early.
And it's a thing. It's like the friends I made when I first started gaming, elementary school, middle school, high school. Do I have more longer lasting gamer friends or do I have longer lasting school friends? The answer is I have longer lasting gamer friends, and all you have to do is learn how to respect people. And
This is the girl runs away from you when you're in a fight.
And hides and makes you die. If your gamer friends tilt at you, it's okay. Just forgive them and move on.
And like, I'm only your friend because you're a meanest friend.
Anybody got anything else?
Shut up, right?
Jokey.
So, not Daniels and
Bobby.
I'm kidding.
Bobby, what are you playing next week?
Next week, what am I playing? Probably more Destiny 2, getting into that end game, see what happens with that. That's really the only plans.
Ray?
I'm actually going to get really into Call of Duty. I want to level up to at least first prestige so I can just start getting all the attachments to my weapons, and then I can actually start owning. So, yeah.
Cool. And Chi?
I will most likely be helping out Bobby in Destiny 2 the best that I can because I don't like watching you get shit on. A good friend to another friend would not let him get shit on.
You might be under equipped for that boss that you're on. Since you
Not really. He's
Mr. Solo Dolo.
I saw his gear. It was good.
You end up at the same.
It's just lacking skill.
I'm just trying to like brute force it. I'm just like hold the button down, run at the bad guy, die, do it again.
I think he would have done it if we weren't completely distracting him. I was distracting him by trying to Snapchat him the whole entire time.
No, but he's kind of like trying to force it because he's like, I know this is just easy and just going at it, but like no, you kind of have to like work behind. Be a little tactical about it. You can't just fight him.
It's not Overwatch.
Yeah,
I'll definitely. Finish Wolfenstein and
Steind.
I don't like that we're not playing a bunch of little games. There's so many, I guess, AAA titles. It's hard to play.
We're at that time of year where there's just going to be those big games.
Yeah,
let's just buy Battlefront and we just play it.
I'm buying Battlefront for sure.
It's just fucking pre-purchased.
It's
still time.
Oh, and by the way,
if you buy it right now, you get like a bunch of deals. See,
and let me snake this in. And let me snake this in.
Oh, I get it.
Let me snake this in. Let me snake this in. I am playing Fractured Butthole. Unfortunately, I'm not playing it with mouse and keyboard.
It's so good.
I'm not, but yeah. So
good.
More to come about South Park, but other than
there's a mobile game.
Why don't you close this out?
Have you tried the mobile game yet, Chi?
Oh, what?
Have you tried the mobile game for South Park?
Hey, we're not talking anymore.
Oh. No, we're closing out. Here we go, guys. Coming from the birthday girl, the only person that is still 20-something years old.
Hold on. Now we got to talk.
Daniel's son
just went on.
Oh, Mr. Danielson answers the podcast.
I am.
No, might I add, I'm really thank you.
Let
so
me take
much.
Another sip.
So this is what Daniel's saying in the Discord. Who put this tart on stream? How much did Mr. F. Sweet pay you to let him talk to you? He bought the bottle of Costco scotch, and you all got drunk enough to let him on the. Shut him up already. No one wants to hear him. Happy birthday, Chi. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, from the birthday girl.
I'm better than you at PUBG.
You heard it here
that's
on
all I
DLG.
Say.
Well, anyways.
Set up one-on-one server and just.
Let's do it. I'm down.
Agree to land on the same city over and over.
How about like a 10 match and just play single player?
Yeah. No, 1v1 Dust 2. Scrim.
Oh, no, that would destroy him. I'm the best at CSGO.
But,
all right, I'm sorry, Chi. Okay.
All right, close moving on, guys.
No. But I mean, no. Like, I think we can do it. I think we should have a thing where me and Daniel play 10 games of PUBG.
This is getting all WrestleMania here.
Yeah.
All right. And then we play 10 solo matches and then see whatever ranking we get at the end of the match. And then whoever gets the lowest score. Or
let's just do a popularity vote.
But I mean, like, because PUBG is actually like, it's
we're
going to
have Daniel's in on the next podcast, and we're going to do a popularity vote since there's three of us.
He's here for Thanksgiving. We should do it. Get him on here.
Anywho, thank you so much. This was a very special podcast. Everyone, don't forget to check us out on dealgaming.net, digital_logic, on all social media platforms, logic spelt with a K. Thank you so much. Jeez. We miss you, Chad.
What?
And
now we have a drink.
And have a wonderful week full of gaming and have a very wonderful, awesome.
Do we say happy Thanksgiving here?
Not yet. Next week.
Okay.
Next week. Sure?
Okay.
And motherfucking B-cup titties, everyone.
Woo!
Yay.